Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 971 Garrisonville Road, Stafford House of Yoga. Linda Osorio is here. Linda, it's great to have you here today.
Thanks. I'm so happy to have you come by to Stafford County. Good old Stafford County.
Growing Stafford County.
Yes, growing and good.
But you're in an area, it's interesting here because you were showing me around a little bit where you've got some things outside and you're in an area on 610 on Garrisonville Road where there is some green space.
Yeah, there still is. If you go further west up on Garrisonville Road 610, there is still some green space, even though it's starting to grow up, but it's grown up nicely. We're actually in what used to be a house. It turned commercial. And over 5 years ago, I saw the space. It was a foreclosure. And I was thinking about doing a shopping center, but there was something special about this place. And we also had Nick called it. We named the business Stafford House of Yoga before we even thought of the concept of really being in the house. So when I saw it, even though it needed a lot of work, I knew this was it. And again, the green space is important, I think, when you're doing yoga or any type of mindfulness movement. So we're lucky.
So what got you into yoga?
Well, I was a massage therapist for many years. I actually still am licensed. And what I started to recognize through my own practice of yoga was that people were just not conscious of their body mechanics. And that ultimately, no matter how much massage therapy I did on them, no matter how many times they came and seen me, and even though I felt like I was great at what I did and they felt better, the root of the problem was really to get them to be more present in their body mechanics. And so yoga was like, wait a minute, yoga does that. But we don't have a yoga studio in our community. And at the time, I was referring people to Fredericksburg, Renfield's place. And it was just too much of a drive for others, and as well as me. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to bite the bullet, take the chance, and open up a yoga studio in our community. And it started off really, really strong.
How scary was that to make that decision?
It's always scary, I think, when you're starting a business. The fear of the unknown is always the biggest thing. Not knowing if the community would be open to yoga and something that was really about raising consciousness and living more present. It was scary, especially because we were up further on 610. We're not in the hustle and bustle of the retail community. So I was really hoping that the neighbors around here would embrace it. And luckily, they were, and they did, and they are. And so far, so good. But there's always fear still lingering of what can I do better to serve my community. But the fear ends up turning into an opportunity for me to grow. And the students teach me that, and the teachers.
In the time you've been doing this, has what you're doing now, has that changed at all as far as from what you envisioned?
Totally. So, I don't ever like to say this is my studio. I say this is a community studio. This studio belongs to the teachers and the students because they're the ones who are shaping it. Though I have a good understanding of the scheduling of, what the general public probably needs when they're new to yoga, because this studio offers all of the things that you can think of for yoga and mind body. But really, it's a community-driven effort. So if the students are looking to expand and they want to learn more about, energy work or nutrition, then we then offer classes based on that. And so it's always evolving and growing. And I think that's what's beautiful about it. And it never feels like work. It feels like we're evolving with consciousness and just the planet. So it's pretty cool.
So, Linda, describe what for people who aren't aware of what yoga is, or are there myths about it that you sometimes have to knock down, or what's yoga?
Yeah. So the first myth is that people think yoga is a religion, and it's not. Yoga is actually the science of and the study of self, the study of your body mechanics, the study of your thoughts. It always starts in the mind, of course, and it can get deeper. I mean, if you know, I like to think of yoga as the foot in the door for you to become more present with yourself, with your family, with your intentions, and just remind people that whatever your background is, whatever culture you're from, whatever religious background, spirituality, it's going to enhance it. It's going to enhance your career, your relationships, your relationship with your body and your food, and it's just. You gotta try it. It's something that's hard to put into words, but something you have to experience. And our teachers are very loving, and they do it because it changed them. And I think that's what's cool. It's like, you know, when you do something that you put a lot of heart into, it's usually because it's something that that shifted in you that someone else brought about, or you just want to pay it forward because it was just so life changing and enhancing. So that's. But, you know, ultimately, I think people also think of yoga as like, oh, that's hippy-dippy, or, you know, we're just going to stretch all day. But we get Marines in here, and then they come out, and they're like, wow, you just kicked my butt. And then we have people that, you know, are just focusing on stretching, and they come out, and they say, you know, in fact, recently we had a testimonial. Marley said, I've been going to physical therapy for my back. And she says, I've taken two classes, chair yoga and therapeutic yoga, and I can touch my toes now. She was like, I haven't been able to do that in so long. So it was just, you know, it's different for everybody.
So what's chair yoga?
Chair yoga is where you use a chair as a tool to help align your body so that you understand the mechanics, but also for people who maybe they're not ready to stand up the whole time to do, let's say, a warrior two or balancing. And so they use a chair to sit on, take breaks on, but mostly use it as a tool, a prop is what we call it. And, you know, don't let the word chair yoga make you think that it's going to be easy, because actually it could be very challenging. You don't always have to use a chair. It's just there if you want to grab it to balance. And Rita Evans is been a teacher here for over 5 years and teaches that class. Excellent, excellent teacher and group of ladies and men that take that.
And so what's therapeutic yoga?
Therapeutic yoga is poses that are more conformed to people who, let's say, recently had an injury, surgery, or just can't move too fast. They have to be more gentle. They use a lot of props like bolsters and blocks and straps, a lot of deep breathing, relaxation of the mind, and just like therapeutic or therapy, the word means, you know, that's what you're getting. And Renata teaches that, been teaching here for a long time. Awesome teacher and class really for beginners.
We're talking with Linda Osorio today. We're at 971 Garrisonville Road, Stafford House of Yoga. Now, you talked, Linda, just a couple minutes ago about just how yoga can change you. How did it change you?
Well, I think what yoga continues to do, because it's always changing me, is to, again, have a better relationship with my body and myself. But ultimately, my favorite part of yoga that's changed me is meditation. So I started meditating back in 2006. I learned with Carrie Bayer with Transcendental Meditation. And he's been meditating since the 70s and taught for Transcendental Meditation. And so I've tried a lot of different types of meditation, but that was the one that did it for me. Combined with my yoga practice, it's helped me to make more mindful choices when I eat, when I speak to people. When I move, when I sit in my car. So yoga is really mind, body, and for me, my spirit. And it's helped me be a better person.
So is it something that not only do you come here and do the classes, but that you do when you're, what, you know, kind of off hours, off time? Do you do it other times?
Totally. Yoga is all the time.
Okay.
Yoga is when you're in your car and you're slouching and you're so present in the moment. You're no longer stuck in the story in your head, right? The mind chatter, that you go, wait a minute, I'm like totally slouched and hunched over here, and you recorrect your posture. And the more you catch yourself, right, the more you begin to make that the alignment that the body says this is normal, not the slouching that we tend to do. And really, the reality is, today we are so consumed in technology and sitting behind a desk and looking at our phones that our posture is just, you know, going downhill. And then even when we're not on our phones, we're kind of like zombies a little bit. And so we got to catch our thoughts, to catch our body, to make our energy flow better and we feel better.
And with the, you just think as with sometimes with the long commutes and with, this could eliminate road rage.
Oh my gosh, totally. Not just road rage, but I think you can even get some of your exercise in just sitting. Like if you were to really pull your navel in and lift your collarbone up, and then you just like engage your core, like do 10 pulses of that. I mean, you can totally do it in your car. And then so you're no longer focused on how bad traffic is, how this person cut you off. You might even look forward to it and be like, okay, let me get my little core workout or my breathing exercise in as a commute. And then you get to work or you get home not feeling so overwhelmed or anxious, or in fact, you might feel stronger.
Yeah, no. As you've talked, I've just thought a lot of this we can apply every day with whether you're in, no matter where you're, whether you're sitting in front of your computer, you're in traffic. I mean, there's so much stress around us.
Yeah, totally. And I was telling, I tell my students this a lot too. I'm like, mountain pose. It's a pose where we stand tall, we engage muscles to bones. I said, you can do that in Walmart while you're waiting in line. You can do Qigong walking as you're walking through the park, you know, gathering the energy around you. People don't even know what you're doing. But you do. And again, the other thing that I really like to emphasize is you're living in the present moment. You're no longer living in your head and through these stories. You're actually living in real time. And that's when we connect with people. That's when we begin to really tap into the moment of miracles where things really happen, as in the now.
So how does a class go? I come to a class. What's that like, and how long does it last? And I guess you build up kind of like anything?
Totally. So we have a lot of different types of classes. We have hot yoga, classical yoga, and then there's varieties within that. And then we have bar. We have meditation, and we offer a lot of workshops like Qigong. And so every class is different, but for just the basic classes, you will start off with breathing, a lot of times meditation, not a long time focused on that, but just enough to get you ready for the movement. And so, you know, you'll either use your blocks and your straps and your mat. The teacher will always let you know. And you go through a series of poses that are aligned in a way that help open up the body from simple to complex. So from the myofascial lines, the deeper lines of the fascia into the core. And then at the end of class, you end with Shavasana, which is a form of relaxation. And the teacher will always say Namaste, which means the light within me honors the light within you. And we leave happy and elevated and floating out to share the love with the community and just really be happier people.
People I know that have done yoga here and elsewhere, I mean, they love it. I mean, it really, they look forward to when they have class. How often do they have class?
I would say the average student, if they really want to see a shift, is about 2 to 3 times a week. And consistently, and the reason, I'll tell you, a lot of people are doing yoga at home now. There's a lot of online apps, and those are all great. And I encourage you to take it and get it wherever you can. Like we said, you could do it anywhere. But the value of being in a community at a yoga studio is, of course, the teacher being able to look at your alignment, you being able to share and talk to people with like-minded ideas and subjects besides yoga. Maybe it's, you know, about nutrition. But also the value is measuring your progress, right? So when you're in a class setting, I think that with the teacher's support, you can kind of see where you're growing and where you need to grow. Like maybe I need to try a different class next week because I've gotten to the point where I'm at today. But if you're only practicing once a month or once every couple months, you're not going to really see, like anything else, right? No. You're not going to see the results. You need consistency for that.
And when you've talked about alignment, it would seem like that if you're not doing something right, you could cause some damage to, if you're off alignment.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of our mind is still in the ego, and the ego says, no, push through, and, you know, pain is good, and you got to move there, and your neighbor's, the guy next to you on this mat is doing this, try to do that too. And so I think that's where the injury comes from. It's we're still stuck in the mindset. Even during our practice, our mind still takes over, and, you know, the ego then creeps in, and then we're no longer being present, and we're just trying to force through something. So what I tell students, and a lot of the teachers, yoga teachers will say, is listen to your body. The body speaks to you through sensations. And when we neglect those sensations and suppress them or not, you know, pay attention to what the body is saying through feelings, you're just going to make it worse, or you could injure yourself. The good news is that yoga is actually very therapeutic on many levels, all kinds of yoga, and a lot of doctors recommend it. And if you're an athlete, you have to have yoga in your practice.
You read my mind. That's exactly what I wanted to go with next.
Oh, and yoga helps read people's minds.
I'm convinced. Linda Osorio, we're here, Stafford House of Yoga, staffordhouseofyoga.com, the website, all business. We're on our yoga mats today. So it seems like, yeah, I mean, as you've described this, I've thought, boy, you're going to be healthy if you stick with this and really apply it all.
You'll be healthy and you'll be happier. I'm telling you, yoga really makes you feel happy, and it's, you don't need all these drugs, you know, for anxiety, for depression. What you need to do is be present and tune inward. And it's so easy for us to, you know, especially like we're kind of seeing this through social media. It's easy to point fingers and that and this, and I'm going to be honest, I've found myself doing that too. You get caught up, but it's not about falling into that trap. It's about recognizing when you do, being aware of it and getting yourself out of it. So getting out of that mind, again, is always comes back to the mind, catching yourself and reapplying the skills that you learned through yoga and meditation to live happier, to be less reactive, and to just live more present. And so, yeah, yoga feels good in your body, in your mind. Just, you know, again, you have to try it. I mean, there's so many awesome yoga studios now. You know, when we first opened, there were no yoga studios in our community in Stafford. The only other one was in Fredericksburg. And now I think there's like six of them at least. So we have two in Stafford and like five or six in Fredericksburg. And I love it. Actually, you know, I love that there's more yoga studios and a lot of, you know, people drinking fresh pressed juices and people learning about Qigong and breath work, nutrition, because why can't we be like San Diego? You know, why can't we be healthy on the East Coast like that? And at the same time, the more people do it in our community, the more happier our community will be, the less violence we'll see, the less depression we'll see in our kids. And it starts with us. I mean, it's easy to motivate somebody, but it's inspiration that changes people.
Behind you is a sign that says a little more kindness, a little less hurry, a little more laughter, a little less worry.
Yeah.
And I've just thought of that as you've been talking about this. That's you. And I will say, you are a very...
Yeah, we like to laugh.
Yeah, no, and you can tell just, you know, just how you carry yourself, you're relaxed and happy.
I am. I really am. And, you know, I've lived in Stafford for a long time, and there were points in my life where it was like, I can't live here and be happy. I need to move to the beach. I need to move to San Diego. And I was, and then it started to, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was, you know, really focusing in on me and learning about energy and the power of attraction and the law of attraction and all that. And I said, I have to be the change. You know, it's easy to pick up and leave to somewhere where it's everybody's happy, right? But for you to actually to be it, you don't have to retreat to India for 3 months at an ashram to find yourself. You can do it in your own home. You can do it in your backyard. You can do it in the middle of chaos. And Mandela, President Mandela, you know, God rest his soul, he was a great, person that lived that and showed it. And you know, his struggles, he broke through them and was inspiring many still to this day. And that's what I'm hoping to do, is inspire people. And these teachers here at our studio, man, I love them so much. They do it because they love it, and the students feel it. And when you do something that you love because you know it makes you happy, then it's easy. It's not hard. It's what's hard is when we resist it.
How big are the classes? I guess it varies.
What do you mean? Like how many students?
How many students?
They average, I would say, from 10 to 25 a class, and it depends on the class. So typically the busiest classes in most yoga studios and gyms is in the morning and in the evening. During the daytime, there's less people, but we still average at least 10. Yeah, which is nice because those 10 become very good friends. Even the people where there's 20 or 30 people in the class, people know each other. They, you know, they hang out after class, they talk. They become friends.
So you mentioned a few minutes ago about, you know, Marines being in the class. I mean, I think seems like the cross section, the types of people now that are doing yoga are, I mean, everybody.
Yeah. A lot of military, you know, all backgrounds, people who are just injured and, you know, or people who are, you know, athletic and people who have never worked out, you know, they're just looking for different reasons. But I think it's awesome that yoga can apply to just about everybody. And again, it's, you have to know what it is that you're looking for. Because if you're thinking, oh, I just want to go in and stretch out my lower back because it hurts, and you know, you expect it change in one session, you might feel it, but again, it's consistency that's really going to help you. And you might evolve from that. You might go from restorative to gentle flow, from gentle flow to you know, a hot sequence. And it's nice, it's good to be able to you know, try new things within your boundaries. Yeah.
So for the talk to the person who's not doing this and who's thinking about it and wouldn't know what to sign up for, I guess that's you or others here can walk a person through and get them into a program that will fit their life.
So what I've learned is that the first thing people look for is convenience, right? Like, how convenient is it for me? Because if it's not convenient, you're not going to stick to it. So find a time that's convenient for you. Maybe it's not the perfect yoga class for you right now, but find one that's a time that's convenient for you and be consistent with it 2 to 3 times a week. From there, once you begin to have it like as a habit and you love it, because you will, if you do this, I'm telling you, give it 1 month, you're going to love it. You're going to love how it makes you feel. And then you're going to want to explore other classes. So I would say start with what's convenient, maybe not so hard. So if you find a class that's really hard but it's convenient, try the next day. See if there. We are very careful about how we schedule our classes. So if one day there's a power class at 9, the next day there's a gentle class at 9. So you know, everybody has a pick. So start with what's convenient. Talk to your teacher. Make sure that they know what level you are or that you're new. And trust me, they want to support you. They want to mentor you and guide you. And then just be open to listening and not thinking so much. Just listen, feel, and practice. Intro to Yoga is free every Monday night at 7 p.m. So if you're brand new to yoga and don't even want to try a class yet, you just want to get some information, that's a good place to get it to. And don't forget a yoga mat, but we have them here too. And we do rent those and for hot yoga and also towels.
I like that intro to yoga, though, because I'm someone who doesn't know anything about it. And that, mm-hmm. I guess, that's how you I think you would feel.
Yeah.
You'd feel like everyone else.
Yeah. And all that. Yeah. Well, that's why I put it on the schedule and I started offering it for free, because I like to give back to my community that I think something that that can serve them in the future, whether it's now or in the future. I think that they'll learn something from it. And the intro to yoga, I teach that, and it's basic yoga poses, basic alignment cues. And most importantly, I try to remind them again that it all starts in the mind, that that you can easily talk yourself out of coming to a class, and or eating healthy, or doing the right thing, or being motivated. You can easily talk yourself out of stuff. So ultimately, the biggest challenge isn't so much the yoga pose, but just to stay consistent. I think I've said consistently 20 times.
Yet it seems like at the end of the day with this, so if you do stay consistent, if you're looking to get in shape, or you're looking to lose weight, or to just feel better, check into this.
Because you know what's crazy? We're so consistent with a lot of other things that are negative for our health. Like, we're consistently eating out. We're consistently thinking bad thoughts as we eat, and you know, and really our thoughts have a lot to do with how, you know, our chemical, you know, action in the body and how the cells and all that. It's really cool, the science of it. But anyways, like, can we just shift the consistency of practicing things that are healthy, and the more we feel better, you know, the better we begin to communicate, and things just turn out better with consistency and positive thoughts.
Consistency, there's that word.
Yeah.
To get someone interested in this, it seems like even if you know of someone who would be helped by this, you know, give a gift certificate or something like that to get involved with yoga. Although I guess the person themselves has to be open to want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's cool is when I see like moms or dads practicing, and then they bring their spouse or their kids or their family. Next thing you know, like, you see, you know, couples in here, best friends, and so again, you're inspiring others to practice, and you're doing it at home. You're taking pictures, and you know, you're posting them on your page, and you're inspiring others through social media. But you know, here's the thing. I gotta get to this only because it's something that I struggle with. Is how present can we be if we're always on social media? And me being a business that has to advertise it, I'm really starting to. I don't want it to be about, first of all, me as a business owner. I want it to be about the community, but also I don't want to post so much that people are always sucked in, because it's easy to get sucked in. So if you share and want to inspire what you're doing, you know, sometimes it's good to share what's real, like your struggles, right? We always share how perfect we look or we are. And you know what? The process is not perfect. The process isn't pretty. It can look really, you know, bad, but it's funny, you know, because it's part of life. So I think if we're going to, you know, share stuff about our personal growth, we have to share the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know?
Well, Linda, we are out of time, but we need to continue this at another point, because this is fantastic, and we didn't even get into hot yoga and some of the other things.
Okay, yeah. So. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share what yoga is, and really share that. If you have a yoga community in your neighborhood, check them out. Just try it. They always have some new student special that you can check out. And we do here, but every studio does. And again, the more people know about yoga and meditation, the better our community is.
Linda Osorio with Stafford House of Yoga. We're at 971 Garrisonville Road, staffordhouseofyoga.com. I shouldn't mention, we just mentioned about not being on social media, but you are on Facebook. Have a great Facebook page. And
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, check us out in person, because there's nothing like the real thing, baby. You got to come in and check it out.
It's a little house. It's not a little house. It looks like a little house off of 610, but it's a
pretty big.
Bigger.
Yeah. We have showers. We have 2 rooms, hot yoga, classical yoga, bar. We have a backyard. We have a deck that we practice on. We're about to remodel the upstairs and another deck that we're adding, you know, and it's right off 610. So it's pretty convenient.
Great to meet you, Linda. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.